You're listening to Real World News, Food Sovereignty and GMO.
In 5 years, Bolivia will be GM-free. The plurinational state of Bolivia began at the request of Evo Morales a five-year transition period that will end with the declaration of the country as GM-free. At the same time, the process of rescuing local seeds begins toward food sovereignty. The process of recovery of food sovereignty in Bolivia has had to overcome several obstacles. Besides the Brazilian ranchers who had appropriated large extensions of land for decades, the penetration of GM seeds is one of the targets of Evo Morales' popular projects and the Bolivian peasant organizations. Real World Radio spoke with Oscar Mendieta Chavez, advisor of the Ministry of Rural Development and Lands of Bolivia, during the FAO's regional consultation on land use and ownership. In his own words, the rural, indigenous, native, peasant, and intercultural organizations are the government now, and they have decided to oppose the pillage of their natural resources. Under the orders of Evo Morales, the Bolivian state agencies are already working on the process of declaring the Altiplano region free of genetically modified organisms. We obviously can't share the statement of big agribusiness that the world hunger will be solved through hybrid seeds and GMOs, says Mendieta. These GM seeds are not the result of nature or God. Therefore, instead of benefiting the peasant agriculture, they pose a threat of contamination to the wild local genetic resources as well as to the consumers. The process of genetic modification uses antibiotics, so the GMO consumer can become immune to antibiotics in the long run, said Mendieta Chavez. If we understand that by eating a potato, a crop we are a native producer of, a grain of corn or wheat, we are eating the history of our cultures, and we cannot accept this genetic manipulation. Our president has said that in 5 years, all GM seeds will have to be eliminated, and local varieties will have to be rescued. This plan of Evo Morales was the basis of his speech at the People's Summit on Climate Change in Cochabamba, says Mendieta, by pointing out specific examples of the bad effects of GMOs on human health.
You're listening to Real World News.